Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to develop a clear distinction between the vowels O and A. Many students of English often confuse these two vowels. Usually, the student pronounces A something like O or O. So a word like cost sounds like cost or coast. For example, someone might say, New York is great, except for the coast. In this case, the speaker meant to say cost, C-O-S-T. But it came out sounding like coast, C-O-A-S-T, which may leave the native speaker, the listener, a bit confused as to what the person is trying to say. This mistake is made because A doesn't exist in most languages, but something similar to O does. However, to a native speaker, to an American, these sounds are different, and if you don't distinguish between them, it can be difficult to be understood. Before we proceed further into the lesson, if you haven't already listened to podcasts number 22 and 25, I recommend that you do so before using this one. Those podcasts explain how to pronounce O and A in detail. The focus of today's lesson is learning how to distinguish between O and A using your tongue, lip, and jaw position. We're also going to practice the distinction with special training exercises. The first step in developing the distinction between these vowels is knowing how to articulate them, how to position and move your tongue, lips, and jaw. Again, the positions for these vowels were taught in podcasts number 22 and 25. There are some subtle differences in articulation between these two vowels, and with careful practice, you'll begin to see, feel, and hear them. Here are some tips for pronouncing these vowels accurately. One of the main differences between O and A is that for O, your lips move forward into U. But for A, they remain slightly rounded but not forward. Don't move your lips forward at all for A, because this will make a sound similar to O. I recommend that you use a mirror to see the difference. If your lips are moving forward, even just a little, try to control them each time you say the sound. Another difference is the tongue position. For O, your tongue goes further back and becomes tenser. This is because the second half of O contains U. O. We finish in U, with our tongue all the way back and tense. Another difference to think about is the jaw movement. Your jaw will drop further down for A and stay down. A. But for O, it drops on the first half of the vowel, but then begins to rise on the second half, U. Again, try saying the vowels in a mirror to see that subtle difference. In this next exercise, we're going to alternate between O and A. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to the differences in articulation we've just discussed. O. A. O. A. If hearing and saying the difference is difficult for you, you should know that you're not alone. Even my most talented private students here in New York City often have to work very hard to master this distinction. If your native language is Russian, Polish, Serbo-Croatian, or Korean, you may find this distinction particularly difficult. But with practice and repetition, you will eventually get it. In this next exercise, I'm going to say a pair of words. The words are identical, exactly the same, except for the vowel sound. Listen and repeat the following pairs of words, paying careful attention to the difference in vowel sound. Coast. Cost. Boat. Bought. Won't. Want. Choke. Chalk. Woke. Walk. Coat. Caught. Improving your pronunciation and reducing your accent is all about reviewing and practicing regularly. The more you practice regularly, the easier it will become to say the sounds distinctly and correctly. Regular practice with controlled exercises builds muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Even just 15 minutes a day can really make a difference. It's important to have good tools to practice with. That's why I recommend Best Accent Training MP3s, a full English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Download Best Accent Training onto your MP3 player or mobile device and practice wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.